Hey.
It's another week. It's getting cold outside.
Cold outside.
Gotta start auditioning these hoes.
And you better have a ride.
Cause I'll ruin your life.
Ruin your life.
It's audition time.
Audition time.
Who's trying to cuff tonight?
Cuff tonight.
Life comes out. You fair,
zoom zoom.
Hey, I hope you find some love at the Labor Day picnic.
Ooh, 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 yeah, yeah.
I hope you find some love in the next nickname.
At the barbecue. Ooh, nigga, I want you. Meet him at bread. You can be as much.
And I got snacks in the bank. Yes.
Ooh,
it's about that time, Jasmine.
Don't have a snack in my hand.
Summer's wrapping up on that ass.
Might be a girl, might be a man. Who knows? Who knows?
Summer is over. We about to enter into one of the final black ass holidays, y'all. This is your time. It's auditioning time. It's pre-season.
Will there be one?
Will there be two? You know? Don't let Issa get y'all.
The doors of the holes is open.
I don't know what we watched on Sunday, but I don't know that life. What?
I've never experienced that.
Never met that.
And no stigma, no shame to y'all that have. I'm just saying that I can't relate.
Like, girl.
And this is why.
This is the name of the game, baby. You playing checkers or chess?
Because one thing I know for sure is.
Oh, Issa.
Nigga, you gonna eat this pussy before I leave?
Are you kidding me?
I
you just took one to the eye.
You took a lip line over there. I ain't even spend no time. I ain't spent no time. And then your dumb ass go back in the little line. It's LA. You about to be in traffic. I know, for sure.
I know. You could have packed some up to go. Issa, what?
She ain't got no snack pack or nothing on her.
Nothing.
No lunch.
Just hurt feelings. Cause you.
Why'd you take the class? I'm so confused. This is why y'all gotta have consent conversations. Consent is sexy,
what's
y'all.
What's your limits?
Like, what you willing not to do? Cause he tapped on the head.
He tapped. He said, hey, it's coming.
Hey,
what you gonna do? Man, I was like, wait, what did we just watch on TV?
This is
do
why
not be
I
giving
need
black girls a bad name, girl. Stop.
More Kelly. More Kelly.
Yes. Yeah.
Less of the people writing for Kelly. More Black Joy mixtape.
Yes.
Influencing and being around Kelly. Just a whole episode
of Kelly and Fat Friends.
I think the episode could be, you know, Kelly's podcast comes in to have sex ed. With Issa and Molly.
Right. So step
I up. Heard y'all skin hoes ain't having pleasurable consensual sex.
Well, ladies. So glad you came. Step one, the selection process.
If that nigga ain't
listen, don't fuck no niggas who ain't used to getting none.
Cause that punani gonna be everybody business.
And they just gonna be talking. Alright, I don't even know if that's the song we selected, but I just like
it's the song.
I had
now
to go for it.
It is. This is Amber J. Hey, 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 hey.
Don't be fucking putting me in early. Before I tell them why we recording so late.
Okay. Don't be busy.
I'm a petty bitch.
Don't.
Anyway, this is Amber J. Phillips, the High Priestess of Black Joy.
And this is Jazz, the King of the South.
And you are listening to
the Black Joy Mixtape.
Hey, what do do?
Ow.
You can't get your twisted to a nigga who not used cause that pussy gon' be everybody business. You can't say a dope to these niggas cause they broke and they snitching. Got these niggas bustin' shots up in your business. You can't get your pussy to a nigga who not used to gettin' pussy cause that pussy gon' be everybody business. You can't break bread with these niggas, give head to these niggas. They ungrateful, a mama that's bad for business. You can't get your pussy to a nigga who
ridiculous. Yeah, I was gonna let that shit slide.
Man, I knew it.
All tree, it. Y'all. Birdman just cussed us out. Listen, this is shock radio. They will try to dupe you, Mary Jane. Well, anyway, I'm not even going there today. So, you know, I just would like to start off the show. I don't know what Jasmine's doing, but I'm going to. I would just like to say that
I'm done.
This weekend, I felt a lot of FOMO because I wasn't at Afropunk, where all the black people go to get their pictures taken.
Man, where you niggas shop? I don't never see none of that shit in the store when I go.
What the fuck do they look like on Monday, though?
Like, what? What y'all doing?
I love Afropunk. And I went last year.
What y'all wear to, like, ain't no jobs out here. Like, what y'all wear up there to the motherfucking Target?
Yeah. Like, because I'm going into work with a head wrap. Got to answer questions every day about it.
Like,
so, what? This is beautiful.
Do you, like, do it take you a year to curate the outfit? You don't put an outfit on.
You don't just throw that out. This is curated.
This is some fabric from
I sewed this myself.
Nigeria.
Yeah.
I had it imported.
I got this from the Bronx.
I got goat trim flown in from the Bay.
This is real goat fur.
This is the finest silks.
Yes. This is stainless steel crown. Yes, I beat it myself.
Well, I had my friend code me a outfit in Snapchat. I took a picture in that, and then I got a 3D laser print of it, and I put it on, and here I am.
And now I'm here.
Looking like 3,018.
We collaborated.
You know.
I'm from year 35. You know, I'm a more modern day type of bitch.
5,232. I just want y'all to know that we won. But I had to come back to see Princess Nokia.
I just had to. And so, I mean, my sister planet Solange is here. Man, so I just had to come.
Let me tell you, we named a few planets after Beyonce, and I just want to see what a sister was about. You know? So I'm just here for a very short time.
I love Afropunk, though. Man. This is definitely
so retro.
My vibe, my energy. And I appreciate being here. Thank you. Why we just do Afropunk like that? I love Afropunk, though. It's really fun if you want to deal with the crowds. Definitely a vibe of a conference.
I mean, hey, I feel like niggas
not supremely, conference, you know,
the concert.
Concert.
Yeah.
Gathering. That's, ball, if you will.
It is. You know, I saw a lot of dancing. I saw a lot of catwalks.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of IG poses. It's like people been thinking about this for a minute. Like, absolutely. Not only the outfit, but the background and the staging of the pose.
I'm trying to get me
because
a viral.
Because I'm trying to get on every single list.
Hello, Essence Street Style.
You know, already Vogue. Got my pose down. You know, just
shade
look
room. I'm
as
prepared.
Unbothered as possible. And the wind must be due north to really, you know.
Can you stand on this side, please? Thank you.
Thank you. And the sun must be.
Is that a DSLR?
In front of me.
Yeah, no.
Because behind me. Maybe later when the sun is going down. Catch that.
Oh,
vibe.
I'm only taking pictures at dusk. So. That's when I look the best.
That's when this outfit truly shines.
Yes.
You can only see it for like 30 minutes. It's an eclipse.
I'm a noon bitch, so I'm ready. I know that's the thought process, okay? I know it. Hilarious.
It took 12 months to get here.
Yes. And that's the type of energy I will be bringing with me to the Black Femme brunch that will be happening post Honey Groove.
Man. So we hosting.
We're hosting the recovery brunch for Honey Groove.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be lit, y'all.
Where's it going to be at, Amber? And what's it called?
Okay, so we will be hosting Black Femme Brunch, the Honey Groove Recovery Brunch, the Rack It Up Recovery Brunch, actually, is the name. It's going to be sickening. Those of you who are on Facebook, go ahead and follow them and like the page, because your girls will be hosting Bottomless Mimosas Brunch Buffet and Finance Black Femmes at Art Adrenaline here in Washington, D.C. on September 10th from 1 to 4 p.m.
Yeah. Catch us live. Curating the playlist.
Yes.
Just so you know, there will be twerk competitions.
Yes. There will be a whole set. Like, we really going to do it up for you all.
Gotcha.
Because we're excited to be in the building. I like to overdo all brunches.
Yep.
As Quayla will tell y'all when she tells y'all, like, I don't ever, you know, I don't have a medium level at brunch. It's always, I always aim to overdo it.
If y'all want to see a nigga live, you know, catch some niggas the day after they on stage with Big Freedia. I'm claiming that now.
Amen.
Because
glory be to God.
I gotta be up there for ass everywhere. I feel like it's inevitable. Me and Tootie gonna be side by side.
You know what?
Biggity biggity bouncing.
Big Freedia's, one of her advertisements is right here on 14th Street, and I have to walk past it every time I go get food. So this might totally be manifesting in the spirit already. Yeah. So yes, absolutely. So it's only $30 to go, but there's a discount code, y'all.
Oh shit.
So if you, when you go to buy your tickets, it's twerk dat D-A-T dat ass. So go get your tickets. We'll be at Black Femme Brunch. It's going to be a vibe. I'm so excited for this whole weekend.
I am so excited. Yeah, next weekend. This weekend, Labor Day, you know, it's really going to go down. It's the
all
last.
White, bitch.
I ain't got no
looking
all
like
white
cocaine.
That's how you feeling.
My
all white, no
all
socks.
White, no socks, bro. I'm excited for it. And the homie Gloria is in town.
Woo.
It's
going to
be good. Yeah, that's
awesome. Man, CB, she's coming in town. Right?
Yay.
Exciting.
Black Joy Jubilee running through here.
Heck yeah.
So, Jasmine, it's the part we love to hate and hate to love, only because we're trying to tell y'all how to protect your neck. Ready?
Amber.
White people.
No, that's not how it go.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. White people have no self-control. Someone just engineer us a beat. Shit. Anyway.
White people have no self-control.
Help me.
White people have no self-control.
You sound like an exorcism. You dig? So,
Secret Service agents are resigning, and others might have to go without pay. After more than 1,000 agents protecting the Trump family hit salary and overtime caps, the head of the Secret Service said.
Y'all.
Basically, the Secret Service broke, y'all.
The Secret Service is broke.
So, with more than 4 months to go before the end of the year, Director Randolph Tex Allies told USA Today the Secret Service can no longer pay hundreds of agents it needs to carry its protective mission, due in part to the size and activities of Trump's extended family.
Where welfare king? You're breaking our government, Donald Trump. You
Help
and
y'all.
All these fucking kids and all this protection that y'all need to do nothing.
All these empty rooms we paying for.
Man.
We then gave
towers
all the
of
money
condos
to the Pentagon and Trump properties. That's all we paying for. That's it.
And if y'all think Trump is gonna go unprotected, so already the Secret Service is broke and it's...
Where this money finna come from?
Y'all, sounds like a war is a-brewing. Sounds like a war's a-brewing. There's a storm out on the ocean. And it's moving this away.
If you just got a song on your spirit.
Anchored in Trump Towers, you will surely. It's because that church didn't open its door. So, you know, I'm trying to.
It's gonna rain.
That used to be my jam, though.
Get ready, cause it's gonna rain.
Yes.
God show no a rainbow sign. It won't be water. The fire next time.
We didn't
the
have fire that in the next Ohio. Time.
The fire next time. Man, let me tell you.
That's all you can do. Black people, when times are rough, we just got, you know.
Revelation.
The storm clouds are here. The leadership is failing. We don't know what tomorrow might bring. But today we have black joy.
We don't want no devils.
We don't want no devils.
We want the Lord. That's it.
These headlines are awful, y'all. Like, let's just get the fuck through it.
Keep going.
So speaking of storm clouds, Trump took his ass down to Houston finally. And the way he talked about it on Twitter was like he was going on an ill-ass field trip. Like, what's wrong with this man?
Hurricane Harvey is destroying, or it's caused massive floods in Houston, massive. Texas, have displaced thousands of families. And
just nothing from
wow.
that one.
At first, didn't he tweet something like good luck or something
yes.
like that?
It's not. I have no. I wouldn't even try to analyze his thought process because I do think something is just like
we already told y'all. Right, exactly.
About this person.
There is, you know, allegedly a lot of eugenics stuff going around. And instead of framing this person as a dumb person, he's making very clear,
calculated,
where his politics are. The strong will survive.
Yeah. And white allies, y'all out here getting distracted talking about Melania Trump's pumps. But like, at what point did she tell you that she was
not gonna high fem?
Yeah. She's like, I actually tried to make sure my contract was negotiated before I came up in here.
I gotta sell stretch pants. What y'all expect?
I'm in khakis. What do you want from me? Of course I'm gonna wear a red bottom. These is bloody shoes, bitch. What?
Over you.
This sickening casual slay. Yeah, she gotta support her husband with this white supremacy shit. So she must look like white progression at all times.
The trap queen herself.
Anyway.
So, two. Pretty much the floods are causing a lot of danger.
Yes.
To the point where a chemical plant is now, they're reporting that inevitably will explode. So far today, two explosions shook a flooded chemical plant near Houston early Thursday, sending a plume of black smoke into the air and triggering an intense fire that continued to burn. So pretty much this factory makes foam cups, makes, I think, water hoses and some other stuff, just plastics, right? And in order to make these things, they use a lot of toxic and hazardous materials that needs to remain cool in order to keep from setting fire. Well, these generators in this chemical plant pretty much is underwater and not working anymore, so they were no longer kept cool. And they pretty much have been forecasting this explosion for at least 2 days. And there's already fires. So authorities warn that further blasts were likely to occur on site since chemicals weren't being stored at the appropriate temperatures after the facility lost power following Hurricane Harvey. It's been reported that people within a 1.5 mile radius has been evacuated. And officials are refusing to confirm whether the heavy smoke produced by the fires are toxic, despite multiple officers from the scene have been admitted into the hospital after inhaling smoke.
A mess.
So our thoughts, our prayers to the people in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it looks like when on multiple levels, communities of color, melanated people's communities are not cared for,
yeah,
aren't given the proper infrastructure, and it has a ripple effect up. So, like, while these people weren't protected from, you know, making sure that they had pumps and making sure that there's enough, you know, boats and things.
I feel like we say this all the time. Like, our government is being unnecessarily very difficult on people to protect capital, to protect everything. Power structures, except for the people. Except. And regardless of this administration is so terrible, white people, listen up, that situations like this, again, show that they are not willing to protect any of y'all.
Mm-mm.
None of us.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't matter that Texas is like a big Republican state.
Huge. A lot of Republicans.
Invest a lot in battle ballot initiatives across the country. Invest a lot in, you know, being an awful ass legislative battleground.
Anti-choice.
Like,
anti-people of color. Anti-black people. Like,
and still Trump ain't got no relief for your hometown.
They're calling slavery unpaid interns.
Well, guess what?
Internships in their textbooks.
White supremacy is relentless.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all understand?
Mm-hmm.
It knows no bounds.
No. And it's white supremacy, a particular kind of white.
Right.
Because you saw your president flew in and flew the fuck out.
Yes.
Can't
looking
down here.
Sickening. Like, they don't give a fuck.
Secret Service is broke. We ain't miss no meals around here. So on the Black Joy mixtape, we have talked about the white supremacist agenda and regime. Mm-hmm. Holistically, you know,
it's a full scale blanketed attack. We're everywhere. Doing policy, media, politics, grassroots people,
culture,
religion. We got all
fighting
this
in the
shit.
Streets.
This is all
murder.
Us.
You know,
white futures.
Very violent.
Mm-hmm.
So Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee are rejecting a Democratic request to investigate President Trump's controversial pardon of former Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Basically, Joe Arpaio is the face of the crackdown on undocumented people. Of course, propagandists ain't calling it illegal immigration. Ain't no illegal, B.
What is a border to a real nigga?
Man, this my house. This my people.
Do you not move from state to state? Y'all, this is dumb.
So, Arpaio is this sheriff that has just been terrorizing communities of color in Arizona. And he was even found guilty of criminal contempt earlier this year for violating a judge's order to stop racially profiling Latinos at traffic stops for the purpose of immigration checks. Trump signed an order pardoning him last Friday.
And this is a person who literally the community, even the community members, know his county jails as types of concentration camps.
Which he has jokes about concentration
yes,
camps.
Like racist. And Trump referred to him as keeping Arizona safe.
Mm.
Like there was, so in the New York Times, they talk about this article and there was a video of one of his speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much the community members in Arizona are like, hey, you have these amazing county jails. Like this man has described himself as wanting to be an icon, a historic legend on having some of the toughest prisons ever. That's what he wants to go down and that's his fuck 'em ups.
Yes.
That's what he wants his shit to read in the American History Museum.
And to be clear, this is where undocumented people are detained a lot of times
right.
in a lot of places. To be clear, these so-called detention centers are prisons.
Right.
In a lot of cases, synonymous, the whole deal. And so what this means and what we've known throughout this administration is that just a total disregard
mm-hmm.
for brown folks, melanated folks, black folks, undocumented folks are in danger and in peril, and people who are threats to their dignity as well as upholding the law. Like, this is a sheriff.
A sheriff, y'all. We talking about county jail.
Who was ordered by a judge. Hey, man. I know we racially profiled, but you gotta chill. Like, when you're doing too much. Like, when have y'all ever heard of some shit like that?
Yeah.
And he broke the order. Like, he
went against it. Because that's how passionate he is.
Racism, like, I don't know.
And your president just called him a person who's keeping the country safe. So, literally in this press conference, really quickly, the community member asked, like, hey, so can you upgrade these concentration camps? Because what we also know about these illegal immigrants is that they come back. What? Like, that's what the woman was saying. Like, what are you going to do to keep them there?
And then didn't he tell an anecdote about his parent would threaten him with going to a concentration camp?
Either he's going to, like, act right or go to a concentration camp. Some white joke that I would never... It went over my head. Well, under it, honestly.
Y'all, Jewish people, folks, look alive. Racism does not end with brown people.
Yo.
He came up.
The concentration
camp. He grew up in a household.
Yeah.
Where the punishment was, he was threatened with being sent to a concentration camp. Just at his house.
At his home with his parents.
He is now the sheriff. And racially profiling people.
Also,
who knows?
It's the county jail. You think there's a separate jail for your white ass when you get picked up by the cops? No, you're going to the concentration camp too.
It starts by them calling you illegal.
Yeah.
And like, it's a matter of time. Like, we don't know where that buck will stop. Just to be clear.
Yeah. Honestly, truly. So, as we have also said right here on this mic consistently, Tommy Lauren was just on a sabbatical.
Was still on Facebook giving millions on millions.
Four million people follow her Facebook. And Tommy Lauren was just this week signed to Fox News as their new contributor. And she will be premiering on Hannity. She premiered this week on Hannity. She will be providing commentary during the prime time, bitch. So Tommy Lauren.
A bigger stage.
An even bigger platform.
Prime time.
But, you know, Bill O'Reilly's out, so we won the battle. Yes or no?
Ugh.
Hannity is much worse, and now he's getting his little millennial ticket, too. White people are educating across the board. They're using all of it. They're taking their most ridiculous people and giving them a mic.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, we're too busy over here trying to figure out exactly who is the perfect black person to deliver the message in the most calm, fashionable, safe manner.
And we're trying
cuss these niggas out.
Not only that, you know, we're also struggling to get the ill ass cosign because we just say nigga every once in a while on this motherfucker.
I guess if you say nigga, you just do not know politics.
I mean, they say their news and politics. I get all my headlines from it, but I just don't know. I don't know if we have any money for it, Bob.
Okay, girl. Meanwhile,
the whole staff listening to it right now can't find not a sponsorship in their little budget or their heart. Just
them black girls from the Trump campaign make more than we do.
Man.
Meanwhile, we are in the ears of black people telling them what's coming their way.
And expanding. Just new Black Joy Jubilee members every week. Hey y'all, what's up?
What's up?
Binge listening and making it within 72 hours or less.
Tommy Lauren is on primetime cable news, people. Started off on Facebook Live, now we motherfucking here.
And we still training niggas to get on CNN. I mean, no shade. No shade whatsoever.
Ooh,
I'm just like, shade room is really huge. Like, how do we make that
Instagram
partnership?
Instagram followers, for sure.
Man.
Whatever.
I would gladly. What's up, shade room? How y'all doing? We should talk.
Love the shade room.
I would gladly give the minute headlines on the shade room.
So let's, as niggas, let's move on to how Mexico plans to leave the negotiations if Trump cancels NAFTA.
So yeah, y'all president of Toothless America been talking big shit on Twitter and getting up on the mic.
See what we did there? Us Negroes. Y'all don't even know what NAFTA is, and we about to tell you, goddamn. Here it go.
Yeah, so Trump on Sunday threatened to cancel the deal because Mexico and Canada are, quote-unquote, both being very difficult in negotiations, and repeated his claims. You want
to fucking talk.
In a speech on tax policy on Wednesday. So he moving from Twitter because, you know, that's policy. And he just, you know, giving an ill follow-up on the mic. Just to let y'all know I ain't playing. You know, I meant what I said. Because, you know, he likes to waffle a lot, you know.
They tried to kill my father.
No, they just jobs. So according to a report from Mexico's Reforma newspaper, Foreign Relations Secretary Luis Videgaray said Mexico would not continue negotiating if Trump came through with his threat. Quote, we don't believe it would be the correct route or a viable route to restrict the treaty just as we're in a process of renegotiation, Videgaray said. The second round of NAFTA regulations are set to begin Friday in Mexico City. The first round took place earlier this month in Washington. And y'all, these are concurrent negotiations. It's usually about 26 of these motherfucking negotiation meetings. Whew. So just to give y'all some background before we really get into what this means. Okay, so NAFTA, if you aren't familiar, is the North American Free Trade Agreement. It began in 1980. According to some propaganda, the purpose was to reduce trading costs, increase business investment, and help North America be more competitive in the global marketplace. True, and, you know, how do you become a competitive? You exploit the fuck out of people, but we'll get there. The agreement is between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. So, and though it's starting in the 80s with Reagan, is it Bill Clinton that signs it in 1993, goes into effect in 1994, and now it's time to go through a renegotiation process. But really, what this deal did, so I just said they claimed that it was to be more competitive. They wanted to be more competitive with China, with the European Union. And so, but what really happened is it caused wages to be exploited. So a lot of jobs were taken to Mexico. Pay attention to this, because toothless motherfuckers mad at Mexico and Mexican people. Of course, because racism, but they also lack the ability to get to root cause. You know, they still playing in the leaves. Anyway, I digress. So jobs were taken to Mexico because corporations exploited the wages and labor of Mexican people, making the labor cheaper down there. Then the jobs that were left in manufacturing in the United States, those wages were significantly lower as well. So what you see happening, because wages are so low in manufacturing, people were forced in Mexico into extreme poverty. And people's families got to eat. So you have people trying to make better lives for themselves and their families. So they are risking their lives crossing these here borders.
Mm-hmm. Because jobs.
Because jobs.
The whole theme around this is literally people doing the best they can to have access to the resources they need to care for themselves and their families.
And corporations that are friends of Trump made a lot of money,
mm-hmm,
by causing a lot of harm to a lot of communities. Communities in the Deep South, in America, in the Global South, and Mexico, and I assume Canada has some issues as well, but the main focus here is the impact, the adverse impact between the U.S. and Mexico. Right.
So white people in places like Detroit, uh-huh, or still towns like in Pittsburgh, while your community suffered when you lost a bunch of jobs, literally those same people who fucked you over are fucking over Mexico and then telling you to hate Mexican people.
Right.
Do you see how propaganda, white supremacy fucking works? The buck has never stopped, actually.
Nope. So then we get into the sector of farming. Mexico also lost 1.3 million farm jobs. The U.S. 2002 Farm Bill subsidized U.S. agribusiness by as much as 40% of net farm income. So then when NAFTA removed trade tariffs, which essentially may, if we got corn from Mexico, corn is supposed to actually be more expensive than it is in the store. We should not be able to actually get corn from Mexico for a dollar a ear. It's actually exploitive. So when they removed...
Hey, vegans, what's up?
When they removed the tariffs, companies exported corn and other grains to Mexico below cost. So then rural Mexican farmers could not compete. At the same time, Mexico reduced its subsidies to farmers from 33.2% of total farm income in 1990 to 13.2% in 2001. I'm not really completely sure what that means, but what it sound like is the help that, well, I know what subsidies are. So pretty much the help that the Mexican government was giving to rural Mexican farmers, they was just like, yeah, let's just lower these because we trying to keep these relationships going. I don't know why they did it, but they definitely did it, and it caused a lot of farms to be displaced, like a lot of farmers and farm workers to be displaced. I'm pretty sure a lot of land has been lost because of what has gone on with NAFTA, because land loss also happened here in America, but I digress. Most of those subsidies went to Mexico's large farms, and these changes meant many Mexican farmers were outcompeted by highly subsidized American farmers.
Which then you have migration. So we're back here again. Mm-hmm. This is all they're doing, and they're telling you to help them do it by hating these people.
Yep. And rather than say it, so what we're saying is NAFTA definitely either... So this is where it gets complicated. So Trump is threatening to just get rid of NAFTA, which by what we just told you, NAFTA should, if it's not gotten rid of, it definitely needs more worker-friendly, oriented, just oriented, people-oriented additions so that corporations do not continue to exploit American and Mexican people and families, right? But instead, the president is claiming that Mexico and Canada just being too difficult, because clearly he wants to continue to up these, because of course he wants these corporations to continue to make a lot of money. Because again, these folks are into creating huge profits for themselves.
Yeah.
And what people are proposing, or what should happen, is renegotiations must begin with more democratic processes. And if Trump is talking about just getting rid of the process, there's no telling what will happen, because Mexico hasn't really been put in a position with America to go back to thriving, because there has been some advantages to the country of Mexico, not necessarily to the people of Mexico. So what people think should happen is renegotiations should be more democratized. It should ensure the protections for workers, consumers, domestic farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers, and their environment. It needs entirely new provisions to address the unsustainable U.S. trade deficit and promote an equitable economy for human dignity. And just simply updating NAFTA just isn't enough, which that's what we think negotiations would be like. But it's not like these negotiations are transparent, just like it wasn't when the creation of this treaty was not a transparent process in which people were a part of.
Right. Not even our healthcare was transparent. So that makes a bunch of sense.
If you don't know what NAFTA is, it's because this government does not do a good job of ensuring that people know what trade policies are responsible responsible for why all these goddamn quote unquote illegals keep taking up all the jobs, rather than thinking about, well, how do wages and who can be exploited by these corporations, like really digging at the root of what's causing this issue.
So, yeah, companies are exploiting people, and our government is helping do that. And that is especially the case now that we literally have a businessman running our country. He has even said that, as far as taking that into consideration with who he appoints to certain cabinet positions, so on and so forth. So now, as an extension of this white supremacist reign, so now in addition to that, we're looking at a very now a full out attack on children who are also immigrants. So the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, also known as DACA. So this week, the administration has promised to roll back DACA, which was put in place, of course, by the Obama administration to essentially protect kids who are coming, who are in the United States and are seeking to get a job or to go to college, right? Mm-hmm. So these
are undocumented, correct?
Right, they're undocumented. And I just had I was in New York 2 weeks ago and got to meet up with one of my internet friends, Daniel Leon Davis, who works on a campaign called I Am an Immigrant. And basically, and I've heard stories like this from him and people that I grew up with in Ohio, where sometimes these young people don't even know they're undocumented until they go to apply for college because their parents are just trying to protect them, and just so many reasons of why that will happen. And so DACA was essentially put in place to protect young people and to give them the opportunity to get a job and go to school if they are currently undocumented. So DACA is a kind of administration relief from deportation, essentially. The purpose of DACA is to help protect eligible immigrant youth who came to the United States when they were children from deportation. DACA gives young undocumented immigrants two main things. One is protection from deportation, can't say it enough, and two, a work permit. That's what DACA does. It's literally helping people to, if we're looking at it in a capitalistic framework of what Donald Trump 9 claims to care about, is literally helping them to be productive for themselves and their families. The same thing with farming, the same thing with all these things that we're mentioning, these folks who are under attack. And he's trying to get rid of it, placing countless students and countless young people in harm's way. And the other interesting part about
eliminating an entire class of workers,
an entire class, like jobs will be lost, resources will be lost because of this rollback. So this is a person who said he was going to do what? Create jobs? Like,
he didn't say what kind. He didn't say who was going to film them.
Y'all about to be working in the war plants.
Digging ditches.
Just so, hello?
Just for no reason. Just got to do it today. Don't know what it's about to do.
So eliminating DACA, let's be very clear. It is a direct attack on children and young people. DACA is literally being used by young people who want to stay in the United States and work. And he is like, nope. And the other scary part about DACA is because, you know, a lot of even if you go to some school site, you literally see colleges updating how they're going to protect their students or what they're going to do in the event of processing their paperwork, because school's about to start.
Man. And the thing about universities as well, he's trying to force universities to turn over this information about their undocumented students. And also, I think earlier in the year, he was threatening to remove federal funding from these universities and colleges who refuse to turn over their information.
That's why you see a push from some student activist groups who are trying to create safe sanctuaries in universities, where schools are promising not to turn over that information because they have to collect it. And Donald Trump could have a direct name, address, age to these young people who are just here trying to get an education.
Let's keep it a buck, y'all. Y'all might have to give up your football programs in order to make sure these kids...
If you lose government funding, so the fuck what? If that means your campus community is not being deported.
And maybe, you know, the revenue from football can make sure that the money lost from federal funding. You know, I don't know how this works. I know a lot of money is generated in SEC. You know, just maybe you know, just some changes.
Cancel homecoming, nigga.
Cancel homecoming. We can probably get rid of, you know, lacrosse. I don't know who doing that anyway.
Nobody. The swim team can go.
You know, in fact, don't football like subsidize like most of the other sports on campus and stuff? Mm-hmm. Just get rid of all of them because they most likely privileged and don't really, you know.
They ain't going to class no way.
I don't. But it's worth it. I think that's the point. Like,
yeah, y'all gonna have this is get what really creative looks like.
And you're gonna have to forego some pleasures in order to make sure that people and communities are safe.
White people, if you ain't giving up some shit, you ain't resisting a goddamn.
Nope. Y'all call up these universities and make sure they have a viable fundraising strategy.
Yes. People on alumni boards and on who graduated from these schools, this should be your fight.
Like right
call
now.
The schools up and be like, what are you doing to make sure undocumented students are safe?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a contingency plan?
What is it?
Hold them accountable.
Please. And with the withdrawal from NAFTA without a viable alternative, so this is where DACA and NAFTA like meet. Withdrawal from NAFTA without viable alternatives that prioritizes the quality of work for all people across North American borders, in conjunction with the elimination of DACA, continues to make hostile standards for melanated people of North America. Mm-hmm. Period. Like, you can't have these conversations in isolation, especially with the lives and needs of undocumented melanated people. Like, they are the ones that are most likely impacted. And we need policies that are rooted in economic justice. So if you look at the Movement for Black Lives policy platform, there is a economic justice section, a whole section about it. It talks about, like, what would be achieved, what would need to happen, like, what does it mean? And so what they were saying in terms of how do we not or what are viable alternatives to make sure that a holistic approach to make sure that there's an economic justice so that people are not put in a position where they have to be displaced by the systems or the communities that are exploiting them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a natural disaster, whether it's a job, like this is what people of color are navigating.
All at the same time.
All at the same time. So what we need actually is higher labor standards and wage minimums as a condition of participating in free trade. There should be protection for the ability to organize and unionize, including across borders. There should be stringent environmental standards. There should be racial equity standards in all sectors, transparency in all trade agreements, so the public is fully aware of, and an effective enforcement scheme that will penalize and exclude companies and countries where appropriate. When worker rights and environmental standards are violated, enforcement shall include standing for those impacted by violations of the agreement to challenge the company or country at issue. So if y'all want to see more of that, go to the Movement for Black Lives policy platform.
Yes, and if those of you who are wanting to get more involved with this fight to protect DACA and to make sure that we're looking out for our brothers and sisters and gender nonconforming folks who are undocumented, I urge you to visit United We Dream's website or follow them on social. They've been leading a couple of awesome actions, and I know they're connected to more immigrant rights organizations that are really on the front lines of this. They've been protesting here in D.C. all week, and we're hoping that this news doesn't come down tomorrow when you all listen, while you're listening to the Black Joy mixtape. But learn more there. We gotta keep turning up. Let's do this.
Yep.
Resist, y'all. So now to our healing bomb, the ones we give worship and praise to.
The ones that's gonna save us all.
Literally, it's Black women, the gods.
Black women, the gods.
So here we are again. Another week of bad bitchery. Mm. And, you know, just fucking up some commas.
Being the culture,
Being the culture, as we continue to tell you here on the Black Joy mixtape.
Hip-hop is not masculine whatsoever.
Not even in the list.
Just a little bit. You know,
Sylvia,
it's queer.
It was a bad
and
bitch.
And femme as fuck.
Yes, it was a bad bitch by the name of Sylvia Robinson, who was the first to put rap on an album and distribute that motherfucker. Mm. So, of course, we were just honored.
And it look like I was left off a bamboozle?
A woman by the name of Keisha Lee, the engineer behind the iconic Bad and Bougie summer hit, is a black woman.
If y'all aren't familiar with the engineer, they got some of the most important jobs out here. That's the nigga that Jay-Z and them be talking to. Hey, I don't have enough snack. Like, turn that up.
Turn my headphones up.
Can you turn my voice down? Turn the beats up. Thank you.
You know what? Turn it all up. Let's get it.
Yeah, so they make sure that your song sound clear. Now, these niggas who be in your DMs with their SoundCloud link, you know, a lot of their engineers trash. They should be shouting. And, you know, pretty much if you ain't got enough boom in the system, if niggas ain't booming, you know, with the 808, the hi-hat, and all that, ain't where it's supposed to be at. Bad and Bougie would not be the iconic hit that it was today without
Keisha Lee.
My girl, Keisha Lee.
Hello? And, you know, I just love finding out these stories behind the engineers. Because there's also, like, there's, of course, rapping and performing. But there's a whole technology behind music and hip-hop.
Man.
And these people are learning it. They're learning the dials of this shit. And man, it's awesome to see them work.
And one of their stylists, like, Migos. I just really want to talk to the Migos. Like, what y'all got going on? Because y'all need to be saying more, like,
they from the north. Yeah, that way.
That way. Just a trans man is the stylist. Like, just, I love it.
Yes. And there's just a bunch of, like, black girls behind some of iconic hits. Like, I watched this video on this young woman who was 24 years old named Gwen Bunn. And you know the iconic Collard Greens song?
It's not that iconic, but
the beat is lit as fuck.
The beat is cute as fuck.
Yes. Schoolboy Q and Kendrick Lamar. That was a summer little bang.
The beat, yeah. I wouldn't say it was iconic, though. But she's iconic.
Yeah, I love Schoolboy Q.
Gwen Bunn is a genius.
Yeah, she's 24, and she made that beat. That was her first shit. That was her first shit to blow.
To convince her mama, so, I'm not going back to school.
I'm not doing it. So here we go. This is a million views on YouTube. Let's get it.
I'm godly.
I did that shit. Yeah, y'all, just stop allowing the Breakfast Club and shit to lie to you. And Rick Ross' bitch ass will never be successful unless he signs some women artists. So
ever.
Good luck without us, bitch. Doing a little like we was left off bamboozled.
I know I wasn't.
So, Jasmine, here is another addition that I have to Black Women of God.
Oh, shit. What's up?
You know, wanted to tell you about, told you about, now telling you about it again for the purposes of our motherfucking mic, you know?
Yeah.
So, I love a shout out and niggas ain't sending them in.
I don't know what's going on.
So, you know, I'm not above.
I just told y'all, stop writing us congratulating your nigga on their jobs. Like, I know y'all friends doing something else other than getting promotions. Like, now,
what's their passion?
Do they play with clay? Like, do they like watch Love Jones every Friday?
Yes.
Like, can we like get some? Like, that's all I was saying. I didn't mean stop writing a shout out.
Jasmine was really your way. But anywho, I'm going to find a shout out, goddamn. But I was on Instagram like I usually do, you know, doing my sickening little selfie game, whatever.
In the Discover Channel, huh?
Hello. And I happened upon this. I clicked on this link to go to this black woman's page, and literally her Instagram page goes from a sickening beat selfie to like this gory makeup, bitch. And I love that. I'm a big zombie movie fan. Me and my twin sister watched the fuck out of them as kids and continue to do so. But I was just amazed that black girls are out here fucking up the special effects makeup scene.
Of course.
Like, of course we can beat your face, give you a sickening cat eye.
Look, I transform.
And make it look like
I transform my face. I become a whole new bitch every Tuesday morning, goddamn.
Hello?
So, of course, I can go from the living to the dead in no
literally
time.
So, the Instagram is called Greenhouse Effect Artistry. And the person's name is Olivia Green. So y'all gotta check that out. So I comment on one of her, literally it was a makeup job of a Lego through a foot. Like sore and bleeding, but it's makeup. And then I comment, I'm like, you mean to tell me black women is beating faces and doing shit like this? And then she tagged another black woman. She was like, you ain't seen nothing yet. Here, go check out this page. And her name is Gory But Lovely.
Gory But Lovely. Of course.
Of course.
So you mean to tell me Allison, your twin, just the next step of the makeup game. Just...
My twin sister, Allison R. Phillips on Instagram, Columbus614. What's good?
Get your beat.
Get your beat done by Allison. So I feel like because my sister is doing this makeup journey, it like I just be watching it now for fun. Like, I'm never going to do any of that shit. Let's be very clear. That's... I'm going to hit y'all with a, you know, I'm going to keep my shit tight.
A highlight.
Right.
I got
exactly.
A smooth highlight.
I'll be in Mac now, bitch. I got some shit in the makeup bag.
I just want to shout out real quick. What's up, Yaya, who sending me a care package of makeup because yes. I was complaining. Because I was like, I don't know what I'm
what's
doing.
What's up, Yaya, beat Portugal.
Okay.
Boot.
Just.
What is it, Trapping Sushi? Like,
man, Trap Sushi, I'm Team Anayan. Like,
yes, I love the Black Joy Jubilee. Like,
y'all lit.
So lit.
I don't understand.
What's up, y'all? Y'all, like, I'm like,
who's listening to this? Nicki Nicole Bear just
also be like, what? Black girls,
Black
magic. Just out here doing all the things. Like, so many talented people just out on the intranet.
Yeah, shout out to Lex Kennedy. Lex Kennedy out here doing production out there.
Radical Dream Pins, you know, what's good? Let's do shout outs, nigga. I want to thank my niggas Radical Dream Pins. That's a mother-daughter duo giving you this sickening swag.
Black girl squee, what up?
What's good?
I'm just thinking about who being the midges. Like.
Right. Let's do this shit. The kitchen.
Tilly.
The Tilly forever. Tilly's that nigga. The kitchen empress with these motherfucking cakes. Goddamn Rachel Delore, you know we fuck with her.
What's like, up, Party Noir? What's
Party
up?
Noir in the house. Like, what's a shout out to a real niggas? We love y'all. Y'all be literally gassing niggas up on the internet, and I'm here for your
what's
dreams.
What's up, Berry Pods and Color, motherfucker?
What's good?
Like, how you doing, girl?
Each one, teach one. Show the nigga
make
away.
Sure y'all using the right hashtags. It's hashtag potting when you listening. Pods and Color when you trying to get some promo, goddamn.
She's like, listen.
Just listen here.
Unless you're using my hashtag, I don't fuck with y'all.
I don't. Look, you don't follow directions. I ain't got no tags for you.
Did you submit your podcast to the motherfucking catalog?
Look, girl, everybody's always in the mentions every week. Where can I find black people on a mic?
Pause the color. And I'm holding just down. For those of you who are starting your podcast, we see you. We telling you the secrets right here. You need to go talk to Pause the Color.
Hashtag potting.
Hashtag potting. Thank you for using the hashtag. Woo! I love the podcast world. It's such a thing. I'm so glad we can talk about this. Like, you all know all the things. And I'm really excited. Every time our Twitter blows up, it's because some black person asks, who should we listen
who
to?
Who should we be listening to?
And I'm just glad that our niggas hold us down like that.
Man.
You know what I mean? Because we out here educating. Did you see what we just gave y'all on DACA and NAFTA?
Tweeting to Issa Rae, talking about we should be writers. Like, y'all out here.
We love y'all.
We love Black Joy.
We love the Black. I fucks with y'all heavy. I don't even. When you in DC, holler. Where I'm about to be? I'm about to be in New Orleans. What's good? Like, let us know. Like, do y'all under. Like, this is, I think, what the point is, especially after this solar eclipse, bitch. I just want to say that I'm grateful. Because, you know, white people is getting on my nerves, child.
Sure
like
is. Everything is shaka. Everything is shaka.
Literally.
Boom, shaka, laka, boom.
But every week, we get to come and talk to y'all.
Man.
Like, at the end of the day. And we know white people is listening.
Mm.
They learning, too.
Because we family.
Like, black men is like coming here and getting saved, realizing they too can ask for consent.
Mm.
This is the goal. This is the prototype. This is what we should be doing. This is how we should be talking about politics.
Honestly.
So we're grateful for y'all.
That's it.
That's really what it is.
Yep.
Now, since you ain't going to shout out yourself, we're going to shout you out, goddamn.
Hell yeah. Make sure you use the hashtag Black Joy Mixtape.
Black Joy Mixtape. I know some of you like the. That's cool.
Yeah.
Either one will check it.
You know, don't use the tag is black, B-L-A-C-K, joy, J-O-Y-M-I-X-T-A-P-E. All right. I love y'all. Y'all are doing wonderful.
Let's light up Fridays. I want us to light up Fridays.
Glow up.
What does it look like for us to literally take that shit over?
Hit up Solange. Ask her, you know, what she listening to for news and politics.
Hello? Because she needs something. Y'all gonna have to tell her on Instagram because she deleted her Twitter. Niggas was acting up. Each one teach one. Drop a line.
Hit up Saint Heron.
Love it. You know? We just be talking shit, but we prepare. And
I'm thankful that y'all listen to this.
For real, though. We didn't even do anything too terrible. Last week, the most awful thing we said was that white people need a Lush Bomb bath. Was that last week?
The exorcism.
Yes.
Yeah, that was last week.
Perfect. I love it.
That ain't no Lush bath. That's a goddamn. We gotta soak the evil. Man, I bet you that water turned brown so fast.
Like
goddamn.
Apple cider
just
vinegar.
Black. Like citric acid. Oh, it burns. Yes.
So crazy.
The spirit of Ida B. Wells compels you.
Compels you, baby. Anywho, that's all I have this week.
I'm glad we made it through this episode.
Amen. Jasmine was tripping when she got on this mic. I ain't gonna tell all her business now. But you know, whatever. Whatever.
Cuffing preseason, y'all.
It's audition time.
Niggas is auditioning.
Okay, like seriously though, niggas is auditioning.
Gotta tap tap.
Don't miss your blessing.
Go full out.
What you got?
Try to make the team now.
Try to be. Who will you call when the
roster?
Who gonna make the snow day?
Who?
Will it be you?
Man. Who try to get this chili and cornbread?
Bitch, I make a lovely chili cornbread situation, and I always serve mine with rice, baby. You ain't had no shit like this.
Girl.
I'm not speaking anything over this mic after this solar eclipse, because everything has been in Shaka and Flocka, and I just need to continue to not see ceilings in my life, you know?
I'm thankful that Mercury goes direct, I think, on Sunday. I've had a great time, y'all.
What is your hope for Black Futures this week?
My hope for Black Futures is we get to be Black without borders.
Amen. Yes. Line dropper. My hope for Black Futures this week is that we honestly think about ourselves in the future, not just in the present. And we walk in that truth.
Think about niggas time traveling just to see Afropunk.
If you are from year 5050, what does that look like to you? What type of motherfucker are you in that year? Be that person now.
Are that person.
Wear that cape now.
Energy cannot be created or destroyed. You've been here a long time.
Just generations. Mm-hmm. It's all about that. So, yeah, you know, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, Black Joy Mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
We're always there.
Yep.
Jasmine, where can they find you online?
Y'all can find me at Jazz On Your Mind on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter.
And I'm just Amber J. Phillips on Twitter, Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook as well, baby. This is Amber J. Phillips, the High Priestess of Black Joy.
And this is Jazz King of the South.
And you just listened to the Black Joy Mixtape.
And what you do?
Never even came. Now this nigga got my name in these hoes now. They can make it shit on me, but I already wiped them on the flight. I got the show, I got the go. You can't get your pussy to a nigga who not used to getting pussy, cause that pussy gon' be everybody business. You can't say a dope to these niggas cause they broke and they snitching. Got these niggas busting shots up in your business. You can't get your pussy to a nigga who not used to getting pussy, cause that pussy gon' be everybody business. You can't break bread with these niggas, give head to these niggas. They yeah. ungrateful, little mama, that's bad for business.
Yeah.
You can't sell dope to these niggas cause they broke and they